Hello again. Bernie Miklas back with you for the second time on this Friday, October the 25th, on the Bernie Miklas Show on my YouTube channel. Thank you for your support as always. And I look forward to doing these every day and having fun. And a lot of people are subscribing, but we would like more to subscribe. So get the word out, hit that like button, leave your comments. It's all good. I was fired up this morning. Well, we're in the afternoon. Pardon me. I was fired up to do something about the St. Louis Blues because that was a really impressive win in Toronto on Thursday night, 5-1. The Blues go up there. They were a betting line underdog by quite a bit. They were listed as a goal and a half underdog to the Maple Leafs, just to give you the perspective of how convincing that 5-1 St. Louis victory was. I thought it was an excellent statement game, if that's the cliche I want to use here. You know, the Blues lose their best all-around player who's in the middle of everything they do, Robert Thomas, and there was no way to minimize this loss. It's a big deal, and he's going to be out at least 6 weeks, maybe a little more, who knows. But he was such a vital presence with the St. Louis Blues, for the St. Louis Blues, and to lose him for a considerable amount of time, it's a bad break. It's a tough blow. It's all that stuff. And there was no reason for anybody to, you know, kind of finesse this. Oh, they'll be fine. I don't think anybody felt that, actually. But I know you were probably curious, and I was certainly curious about, well, how would they come out in the first game without Robert Thomas, their assistant team captain, among other things? How would they go about it without him after taking this shot on the chin, losing their guy? I was thinking about this, like, okay, and I talked about this on a guest shot on Camo X here this week too. You know, I said, well, first of all, the Blues, without Robert Thomas, the Blues' best players must play like their best players, especially Jordan Kyrou, Pavel Buchnevich. I'm talking about forwards. You can put Braden Schenn on the list. You can put any number of people on the list. But they're best guys, the guys that have been around, they've got to really make a positive difference. Second of all, the Blues did improve their depth. And I'm not saying that all the players and everything that Doug Armstrong added this past offseason, you know, was high-end depth, so to speak. But they definitely improved their depth, so they'll have to take advantage of that. Without Robert Thomas, some of these guys will have to step up. The Blues must get instant impact performances from players that are new to the team this season. And, you know, players that can fill the void because they're not Robert Thomas, but collectively, and there have been so many new additions, and collectively they could do a lot to compensate for not having him if they play well, if they play up to the level the Blues need them to be at. What else do the Blues need to get through this? Well, obviously they have to rely on sturdy goaltending and limit the opposition and give the Blues a chance to pocket a lot of those low scoring victories. And, you know, the coaching staff's got to be sharp. The special teams have to be good. I mean, there's a lot of ways the Blues can at least offset in a healthy way, like in a way that matters, offset the loss of Robert Thomas. You don't replace him, but you can compensate for his loss the best that you can, at least in a good, strong way. Well, we saw a lot of those elements on display last night when the Blues, as we mentioned, cruised to a 5-1 victory over former head coach Craig Berube, the only Blues coach ever as Blues coach to race the Stanley Cup over his head. And we miss him, but Drew Bannister's doing a heck of a job. But anyway, the Blues going to Toronto, not an easy barn to play in, and the Maple Leafs were coming off a bad loss to Columbus, and I thought, well, the odds are stacked against them. No Robert Thomas. Everyone's going to be adjusting to their new roles and, you know, figuring out where they fit. But all those things we mentioned, all the things that I thought, okay, here's what, if you have to do, what do you have to do to get through the loss of Robert Thomas without suffering too much in terms of the standings? How do you get enough wins to kind of stay in it and to be, you know, to be on the periphery of maybe making a playoff run when he gets back? all those things that I mentioned, they pretty much did last night. And that's why it was such an inspirational performance. It's only one game. If you want to say I'm overreacting a bit, guilty as charged. But I just really love the way the team responded their first test of adversity with Robert Thomas sidelined with a broken ankle. I think we can all agree that the Blues Thursday night responded the way that we hoped they would respond to the challenge of a tough situation, losing such a good player. They were elevated by a 40-save night from goaltender Jordan Binnington. In the first game without Thomas as a line mate, Jordan Kyrou had a terrific two-assist contribution. I really like what Coach Bannister said after the game, telling the reporters covering the Blues that he's playing like a team player now. He's doing everything he can to help the team win. And that's quite the compliment from Drew Bannister, because Kyrou is trying to play an all-around team game, maybe more than he has ever in his career, at least early on, right? So Kyrou was fantastic, two assists, but just looked great out there. The new Blues delivered all kinds of impact in this first game without RT. In fact, they scored four of the Blue Notes' five goals. The impressive young defenseman, Philip Broberg, scored the game's first goal. Center Dylan Holloway, who was the other offer sheet brother from Edmonton, coming along with Broberg. Dylan Holloway scored two goals. The second was the empty netter, make it 5-1. Alexander Texier cashed in his first goal as a Blue. And again, four of the five goals scored by new Blues, new to the Blues this year. And a note, a side note on Broberg before I continue. The Blues have outscored opponents 8-1 this season at even strength when Broberg is on the ice. 8-1. Pretty good move there by Army, huh? And Holloway looks good too. Looks really good. The Blues' fourth goal to make it 4-1 was scored by young Jake Neighbors, who emerged as an increasingly vital presence on this team last season, scoring all his power play goals, power forward style, looked really good. The timing was perfect because Jake Neighbors came through after just agreeing to a two-year contract extension, one that reaffirmed the Blues' commitment to him. That contract told him a lot of things. Number one, we think you're worth it. And number two, you're one of our guys. You're one of our key guys. You were very important to us. And as if on cue, you know, he scores a goal last night, Neighbors does, that basically puts the game away or puts it in safe distance. And it was also his third goal in his last four games. You know, and we can add some other highlights as well. You know, the St. Louis penalty kill was 4-for-4. It was good to see Oscar Sundquist return from that long rehab from another knee surgery. He used his physicality to help set up Holloway's first goal. The top line of Texier, Buchnevich, and Kyrou outscored Toronto 2-0 in more than 11 minutes at 5-on-5 play. That's what you want to see your top line do, right? And Binnington rebounded brilliantly after getting stung for losses in his previous three starts. And he was not at his best. I'm not saying those three losses were all his fault. Of course not. But he wasn't at his best in those three games. He gave up 10 goals on 78 shots. That's an .872 save percentage. And he knows he's better, and he is better because he was great last year. And last night, he was absolutely splendid in the nets. Binnington was the top reason why the Maple Leafs lost this one by a 4-goal margin. Even though they controlled play for long stretches of time. And I'm looking at my notes just to get the stuff right. At even strength, the Blues outscored Toronto 4-1 at even strength, even though Toronto had 65% of the shot attempts, 55% of the shots on net, and 64% of the scoring chances. I mean, it was really tilted to Toronto's side, yet it ended up a 5-1 win for the Blues. That's what excellent goaltending can do for you when you have that big of a disparity in shots and scoring chances, right? Shot attempts. I mean, c- c- Toronto controlled the puck. They controlled possession. They got a higher shot volume. They got pretty really good quality of shot volume, and yet they scored one goal. That's because Binnington saved 40 out of 41 shots. And without his performance, I think it's safe to say this game would have been a lot closer. It may have even gotten away, because if you remember, late in the second period, they were bombing away at Binnington. There were a few different flurries where you thought, well, Blues are up 3-1. Boy, Maple Leafs look like they're going to get one here late. It's going to be 3-2 going in the third period, and Toronto's going to be all fired up. They're going to get on the scent. It's like, oh, we can smell it. We can win it. We can win this game. But Binnington would not allow that second goal. He would not allow them to get close by the end of the second period. And, you know, over the final two periods of the game, he made 30 of his saves in the last two periods of the game. So that heavy volume of shots, he was stood up to it and then some. See, Binnington and Joel Hofer, his goaltending mate, they're so important to this team. You don't need me to tell you that, but I delight in how well they have played since the start of last year as a tandem. But through the first eight games of this season, the Blues are 5-3, and those two goaltenders have a lot to do with it. Through the first eight games, their tandem, goaltending tandem, ranks fifth in the NHL in even strength save percentage and sixth in save percentage at all strengths. So you're looking at a top five goaltending tandem right now, and the Blues are really going to need that, especially without having all that Thomas can bring to the ice. Like, for example, the Blues faceoff success rate last night was 36%. Thomas had, depending on where you go for your stats, he had either the second or the third best faceoff win percentage in the NHL this year at about 63%. Last night, one of the reasons why the Blues were at a territorial disadvantage is because they only won 36% of the draws. Now, see, that's exactly what we're talking about when we say, hey, man, it's going to take a lot of work to make up for what Robert Thomas could do for them. And the faceoffs are crucially important. The Blues didn't win a lot of faceoffs last night. But again, Binnington stood firm. He hung tough, and he turned them away time after time after time, even though they were at a pretty big shot disadvantage. Since the start of last season, that's why these guys have been so vital. And really, they're the number one reason, goaltending, those two guys are the number one reason why the Blues got the 92 points last season. Because they shouldn't have gotten a 92 points if you look at what some of the expected goals against total should have been. They saved a lot of goals. And by doing so, they converted more than a few losses into victories. And I think they're still in that form again this year. But anyway, since the start of last season, the Blues are fifth in save percentage in the National Hockey League at both even strength and all strengths. Top five goaltending duo in the league. That's going to win you some games you probably shouldn't win. That's going to keep you close in games that you probably shouldn't be close to, and games where you're close and you have a chance to win where you really probably don't deserve to have a chance to win. Those guys make the difference. They put up that firewall, and it keeps the Blues in games, and it enables the Blues to steal games, steal wins. So Binnington and Hofer stole games last year. They're going to have to steal a lot more games. And they've been doing it, so there's every reason in the world to have confidence in them. But you can't say enough about the two Edmonton Oilers, the two former first-round draft picks, the two young players, Broberg and Holloway, and what they've done for the Blue Note so far. It's good to see Kyrou play a more all-around game. Buchnevich looks good. I mean, I could go – Justin Falk looks good. I could go on and on and on and on. It was one game. It's a four-game road trip. They got three more to show how they're going to fare, how they're going to cope with the loss of Thomas. But as first looks go, that was really encouraging last night in Toronto. That's my Blues Notes talk for today. Thank you for watching. And hopefully the Blues will have a really good road trip the rest of the way. We'll be right back. Well, not right back. We'll be back sooner than later here on the Bernie Miklas Show. Thank you.